Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Hello, welcome back to The Other Stories. My name is Luke Condor, and that's Condor with a K. This is a horror fiction podcast, and you are a human being. Or so I hope. Last month I asked you guys if you were to be a Grecian mythological creature known as a chimera, or a chimera, however you wanted to pronounce it, you would have the head of a lion, another head of a goat coming out of your back, and a what coming out of the end of your tail. So if you were a Grecian mythological creature known as a chimera, what would you have coming out of the end of your tail? Well, we got 1,000,001 answers tweeted to us from our amazing listeners. Literally 1,000,001 answers. I'm not lying about that at all. And one listener, Rob Finch, said that if you had the head of a lion, a head of a goat coming out of your back, and you were known as a chimera, the thing that would be coming out of your tail end was, of course, you guessed it, Mr. Strong from the Mr. Men books. Congratulations, Rob Finch. You absolutely smashed that quiz's face off. Be sure to drop me a DM and we'll be happy to send you a free download of a Hawk and Cleaver book of your choosing. Or if you want, we could do a lucky dip and I'll send you one against your will. I mean, at random. So moving on to the meat and giblets of today's episode. Today we're waving goodbye to the last volume, Mythology. All that mythological nonsense. And we're doing that with one hand, and with the other hand, we're waving hello to our new volume, Volume 72, Doppelgangers, Part 2. This month our stories are There's Something in the House, Clones, Fissure, The Other Little Girl, and Follower. We've got stories by Thomas X. Teller, John Shields, D.C. Hill, Georgia Cook, and Paul Stevenson. And on narration duties, we've got Alexander Elroy, James Barnett, a.k.a. Jimmy Horace himself, Jasmine Arch, George Cook, and Alexander Elroy again! Unless it's another her. By the way, if you would like to write an episode of The Other Stories, you do know that that's possible, right? All you have to do is head over to theotherstories.net/submissions and read the guidelines there, pick a theme that you would like to write for, and get to writing and submit. Once again, that's theotherstories.net/submissions. And related to that, a couple of times in the past, if you've been a long time listener, you might have noticed that we've ran a couple of short 7-day mini courses called Getting Started Writing Short Horror Stories. And we're going to be running another one at the end of January. So I think it's penciled in for January the 24th to the 30th. And it's a seven-day challenge, a workshop and a course. And the idea is to help you and take you through the whole process of writing a short horror story. So from coming up with the ideas, writing the prose and the rough draft, the editing, and getting it all ready for publication for submission to the wider horror marketplace. If you'd like to learn more about that, head over to theotherstories.net/mini-course, or one word. We've ran the course, I think, 3 times in the past, and that's over the 6 years that we've been doing this podcast. And I don't know if and when we'll do it again. And worth noting, the course is limited to 10 spaces. We don't like to do too many because we like to give the students, plenty of focus and our concentration. So if you want to learn more about that, if you want to start your writing year of 2022 in the best way possible, head over to theotherstories.net/mini-course and check out the information there. Oh, yes, we have new patrons. We have lots of new patrons. And wouldn't you know it, these guys, for some reason, all have super special crime-fighting powers. Huh, who'd have thunk it? Lewis Morris, he has the power to talk to and control milk. What's that, criminal? You just ate a yogurt and now you've got a tummy ache. Sounds like Lewis Morris is on your case. Also, Courtney, she has shoulder cannons that sprout from her skin and shoot arms that fly across rooms and slap people on the faces. Or as we say where I'm from, slap people right across the chops. Alina can touch any computer and know its secrets. So never let her borrow your iPhone. Wendy Muller, she's a master chocolatier. She can create anything she wants out of chocolate. We're talking chocolate bars, chocolate eggs, chocolate swords, demons, envelopes if she needs them, but she can just whip one up. Matt Spaulding has teleportation powers. Not teleportation powers, actually, but more like teleportation powers. He can teleport through television screens from across the world, from screens in living rooms to cinema screens, or even those little tele screens you get on the back of airplane seats. So watch out, put your seatbelt on, because he might pop out at any time. Thanks again to all of you amazing patrons, to you new guys, and also anyone who supported us over the lifetime of this show. It keeps us going. It helps us to keep the lights on. It helps us to keep growing as a podcast and as a small business. But more than that, it's just genuinely nice to know that there's people out there who enjoy listening to what we put out there. Our patrons do get access to the regular episodes a week early. They get monthly exclusive episodes, and they get access to the Discord server. And we started to do some pub hangouts on video. We had one, a Christmas pub hangout the other day. We had a little Christmas quiz. It was great. I lost, but it was great. This month's Patreon exclusive episode is called The Boundary of Worlds, written by Adam Bowler and narrated by Justin Fife. And it's about a missing historian found paranoid, convinced he now knows the connection between all the mythologies of the world. So if you want to get involved with that, head over to patreon.com/hawkandcleaver and pledge today. Once again, remember to head over to theotherstories.net/mini-course to sign up and start your year of writing in the right way. Once again, that's theotherstories.net/mini-course. Big thanks to all of you and your support over 2021. Here's to a great 2022. Yeah. Until next time.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.